The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 2 Corinthians 5. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to encourage you to find a Bible. Join us today as we consider His Word. Now, we had to abruptly end last week, kind of in the middle of the message, kind of in the middle of our Bible study. And so I encourage you to go back. You can look at our website, considerhisword.org, and hear the first part of this message. Again, considerhisword.org. Now we kind of put it all together. We're going to try to finish it up today, Lord willing. But you can do that at the website, considerhisword.org. Also, while you're there, you'll see a little tab that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd write to us, let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. We'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, fits into a purse or into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night and able to write down prayer requests and mark them off as God answers. And believe me, He will answer. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah 33:3. So write to us and get your prayer journal. They're absolutely free. We're not going to pester you for money. We're not going to send you a whole bunch of letters and pestering you for money. We just don't do that. So just simply write, we'll send you the prayer journal, and you can pray for us. And I would appreciate that so much. So you can do it through the website. Once again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. Or you can write to us, as many do. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290. Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to kind of pick up where we left off last week. We were talking about how that in Christ, we are now a new child. Now, before we had talked about how when we're in Christ, we're a new creature, a new creation. God changes us. But when we get saved, there are several things that happen. Certainly, we become a new creature. All things are passed away. You look at those passages of Scripture in Ephesians 4:17, and you can see the picture of that change that should take place in us. But now, we're talking about how that we're also been made a child of God. Remember when Jesus went in John chapter 3, Jesus met Nicodemus. Nicodemus came at night, and he came to see Jesus and talk to him. Nicodemus says, we know you must be a man of God, because nobody could do the works like you can do if you weren't a man of God. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He must be born again. To be born again means that we are born into the family of God. 1 John 5:1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Again, 1 John, we looked at these scriptures last week. 1 John 1, verse 11 says, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power, or the right, or the ability to become sons or children of God. Now again, I realize I'm repeating a few things I said last week, but I want to remind you that not everyone is a child of God. I'm sure you've heard that, where there'll be great crowds of people and somebody trying to create some kind of a spiritual or special moment and say, oh, we are all children of God. Well, that is just not true. And not according to the scripture. Now, we are creation of God. You are created by him and he loves you very much. But he wants you to be in his family, to be born of God. And when you're born of God, you come into the family of God and he becomes your father. This is one of the changes that take place. And now he becomes our father. In fact, the scripture says that before we get saved, that we're at enmity, or the state of being an enemy with God. Now, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, this is where the change happened. Because remember, in the Old Testament, our relationship was this. Leviticus 26:12. God said, and I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. You read the Old Testament, and except for maybe one kind of vague reference, you'll never see God being referred to as Father. He's called the Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh, all of the names that are given to him, ascribed to him in the Old Testament, but you will not see that relationship of a father and child in the Old Testament. That didn't happen until Jesus came, and when he died on the cross, there bearing our sin and forgiving our sin, and he said, if we believe him, of course, they buried him, and he rose again the third day. In fact, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Go a few verses down, and it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By the way, I'm quoting from Romans 10, 9 and 10 and verse 13 as well. And so when we trust Christ, we now become children of God. And that relationship now is with God as a father, and you can talk to him like a father. As a good father, he takes care of us. He protects us. He provides for us. Scripture says, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. And then as children, as newborn babes, as we come into the family of God, we must grow in Christ. And this is kind of about where we left off last week. As children, we must grow in Christ. We must mature in him. 2 Peter 2:2 said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire the word of God and get into the milk of the word as a babe. But when you mature, and it's not by age. No, it's by how our relationship with God, as we walk with him and talk with him. You know, as babes, we desired the milk. But when we get older, we want that meat. We want that piece of chicken. We want that steak or whatever it is. We want that solid food. We're not looking for the bottle. Wouldn't that be crazy if you went into a restaurant and said, I have a medium-sized bottle, please? I'm afraid that's what it's like when many Christians come to church. They may have been saved for many years, decades, and yet they're still chewing on a bottle, sucking on a bottle, because they've never matured and they've never grown in the Lord. How do we grow? We grow by reading the Word, by getting the bread, the nourishment of the Word in our life. And so we've got to be feasting on the Word of God, growing into that maturity. It takes time. It takes sometimes years. And you know, I don't think anybody actually gets there. I've never seen a Christian say, well, I'm all grown up now. I don't have to read the Bible anymore. No, we keep growing. We need that spiritual food in the scripture to grow. We grow by experience. We grow with learning to be mature in our actions and our responsibilities. I came across an interesting thing the other day. Did you know that the female brain is not fully mature until the age of 22 to 25. Did you hear that? Female brain's not fully mature until 22 to 25. Now, hang on. The male brain is not fully mature until age 25 to 30. Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, Paul fussed at Christians who should be mature, but they just still desired the milk of the word. It's over in Ephesians, or pardon me, in Hebrews 5:12. Let me read it to you. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. He said, well, first of all, it says, "For the word of God is quick and sharper than any powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, to discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now that's chapter 4. We get into chapter 5. He said, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat." I hope that's not you. I hope that you're maturing in Christ and have desired that milk, want to dig into the Word and get into the meat of the Word. And I'll tell you, there's great riches and great treasures to find there. So when we are saved, we are changed. God changes us. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so we are a new creature, a different person. But we are also now a new child. And then thirdly, very quickly, I want to mention this. We're also a new citizen. We're no longer citizens of this world. Are you familiar with that song, "This World Is Not My Home, I'm Just Passing Through"? We're no longer citizens of this world. Our citizenship is now in heaven. Philippians 3:20, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Our citizenship is in heaven. And with that citizenship, we have all the rights of us being a citizen of heaven. First of all, we have the right to enter heaven freely. You know, there will be no one enter heaven illegally. It won't be possible. We have a right to enter heaven. We have a right to a heavenly home. Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." So you have the right to enter in. There's the promise of heaven. Now I know that heaven is, you know, we talk about being saved to go to heaven, and that's important. I don't belittle that one bit. But I believe also that we are saved to have a relationship with God now and enjoy the abundant life now. And in learning to grow in Christ, we learn to enjoy the abundant life. We're going to be talking about the abundant life here in a couple of weeks. But we learn to walk in Christ, in the newness of Christ, in a new life. And now we have a new citizenship in heaven. And here's the amazing thing. We have a right to approach the very throne of God. Can you imagine going to Washington, D.C. and walking up to the White House and knocking on the door and say, "I'd like to see the president"? Well, first of all, you wouldn't even get through the gate. But you realize, you, as a citizen of heaven, you have a right to go right into the throne room of God. Hebrews 4:15 and 16. "We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." There you have it. Right to walk in, right into the throne room with boldness. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. Are you a new child? And we have a new citizenship in heaven. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.